Welcome to installment 274 of Sefer Mitzvahs from the Rambam. Today we will once again discuss positive commandment 245, the law regulating all the details of acquisition of an object, the laws of Kinyan. As we mentioned in yesterday's portion, we are learning in the Rambam's legal code the laws of Zechiyah u'Matana regarding when a gift has been considered given, and, for example, when the giver of the gift is no longer allowed to change his mind. Since there is no explicit biblical commandment governing these laws, other than these laws of acquisition, we are again discussing this commandment, although we already discussed it previously in the laws relating to Hilchas Mechira, the laws of buying and selling. The actual biblical commandment consists of determining when a sale has actually been accomplished and when not. This is the law of Mekako Memchar, buying and selling. In order to determine when an object has already been acquired and when not, we must learn some of the ways of Kinyan, the manner in which things are acquired according to Torah law. The general commandment is derived from the book of Leviticus, chapter 25, verse 14, which begins, "V'chisim k'ru mimkar l'amisecha," when you sell something to your neighbor, and the verse continues, giving different details as to how the transaction should occur. The Rambam now describes in Sefer HaMitzvahs the differences between acquisition of movable objects, in Hebrew metaltelin, as opposed to karka, land, or other immovable things such as a home. Since there are different regulations determining when the kinyan, the act of acquisition, has been finalized by both of these categories. First, the Rambam discusses metaltelin, movable objects. And the Rambam says that by biblical law, money itself is enough to acquire an object. Once you have given money, in other words, even though you have not moved the object, picked it up, or pulled it to you, according to the biblical law, you have acquired it. The Rambam quotes the Gemara, however, which finds a hint in this verse to another form of kinyan. The verse continues, "Ekono miyada misecha," when you have bought something literally from the hand of your friend. What does it mean, the hand of your friend? The Gemara says, "Dovara nikna miyad liyad," something which is passed over, acquired from one hand to another, which shows that there must be a physical handing over of the object, which is called mishicha, that you have pulled the object, so to speak, or pulled it to yourself. And this is known as mashicha. The Rambam tells us that this law of mashicha, that you must pull the object to yourself in order to acquire it, is not a biblical requirement. Rather, it was established by the sages. It is a rabbinic requirement, as the Rambam proves to us by quoting another statement of the Gemara, comparing buying and selling with the law of a watchman, that a watchman is responsible for those objects which he has been trusted with. However, we have to determine when the watchman has actually taken upon himself the responsibility. It's only when he has, so to speak, acquired it. And the Gemara says that just like our sages established a law of Mashicha, that the sages established that you are required to pull something to yourself before you acquire it, so too the Gemara concludes, the sages established the same process of Mashicha for a watchman. He is not considered to own the object until he has pulled it to himself. What do we see from this Gemara? The Rambam tells us that we see that it was the sages that established the idea of Mashicha. By biblical law, giving money would be enough. But by the law of the Chachamim, one must in addition pull the object to yourself. And so too the Rambam says, for Mesira v'Hagbah, Mesira literally means passing over the object or giving it over. It's explained in the Rambam's legal code as when you tell the person, okay, you can go take the object. Once you have said that, that is called Mesira, and that is enough for the Chachamim to call it an act of acquisition. And so too Hagbah, lifting something up, is also similar to Mashiach and also accomplishes this transference of ownership. The Rambam now tells us the law of karka. How do you acquire land? And he says that the ways of acquiring land are by biblical law. And which ways are that? He mentions shtar v'chazaka. First of all, you can do it using a document, that a document written saying that I have sold this field to such and such a person is in and of itself enough to accomplish the transaction. And so too chazaka, when you have inflicted a change or shown your ownership physically of the property, you have also done a biblical act of acquisition. The details of this law are discussed in the first chapter of Kedushin, chapters 4 and 8 of Baba Metzia, and chapters 3 through 7 of Baba Basra. As we have been doing, and will continue to do, God willing, throughout this mitzvah, we will bring out a little bit differently every day how Pnimiyas HaTerach, Siddiq philosophy, looks at the idea of kinyan, and also the individual acts which constitute the transference of ownership. For example, Chassidus explains that there are two different types of love of Hashem. Ava Zuta, a lower level of love, is something a person can accomplish through himself, through his own effort of meditation on the greatness of God. This is the lower level. However, there is a higher level of love, something which Hashem brings to a person from above. It's a gift, so to speak. God gives a gift to the person and gives him the ability to feel this higher type of love. These two things are compared to Mashiach and Kesef. The custom is that usually in a transaction, first one does Mashiach, one acquires the object by pulling it to himself, and afterwards gives the money to the seller. And so too the order is over here, that first comes the Ahava Zuta. The person, through meditating on the greatness of God, lifts himself up and changes his location, so to speak, from one place to another. Previously, he was bound in the physical limitations of this world. But through meditating on the greatness of Hashem, he has done a Mashiach. He has been pulled up, so to speak, to a higher spiritual world. And God himself, so to speak, acquires him and pulls him into his possession and into his property, so to speak, to the spiritual world. After the Mashiach has been done, the person has reached this lower level of Ava, then Hashem gives him Kesef, which means money or silver. Well, the word Kesef is also related to the root of the word love. Nichsavta lebeis avicha, that you have longed or had love or desire for your father's house, as it says in Chumash. So therefore, after the person has done the Mashiach, gone up to a higher level, then Hashem gives him the money, Hashem gives him the gift of Av Rabba, a much higher type of love, a type of love that the person himself would be incapable of duplicating and incapable of reaching. However, as the Tzemach Tzedek explains in Derech Mitzvah Secha, the custom is in businessmen that although usually first we have Mashiach and then the Kesef, sometimes we see that the money is given first. Usually it's not that way, but sometimes the buyer might give the money first and only afterwards do Mashiach, only afterwards pull the object. What significance do we see in this? And the Tzemach Tzedek explains that even though a person himself has to meditate on the greatness of Hashem, and this is the Mashiach, the person first raises himself up to another world. Nevertheless, even this, that the person has the ability to realize the greatness of Hashem, and to feel a strong love for Hashem, this avazuta, the lower level of love, which he can reach through his own meditation, even for this he needs an ability given to him from above. God must give him the ability to think, and the ability to feel. Therefore, even before he himself can work on achieving a love and understanding for Hashem, first God has to give him the gift from above. He must give him the kesef, give him at least the ability to bring out this love into the open. And therefore the Tzemach Tzedek explains that sometimes the kesef has to come first. First, the buyer In this case, Hashem, first he gives the money. And only afterwards, when he gives the money, then the person is able to work and raise himself up to a higher world, which is the significance of Mashiach, moving himself from one situation and one area to another area altogether, uprooting himself from the physical world and raising himself up to a higher spiritual world. Thank you for tuning in to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.